Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to your thriving edition of the Global Rush Hour. Welcome to a Thursday edition. We are live at the Lockleys Hotel.
Yes, we are.
Live. Yeah. Having a couple of quiet frothies, and I like to say hello to two men that I love dearly. Bernie Vince, good afternoon or good evening to you. And Gregory Blewett, who is a very emotional young man because our boy Kezza, Alex Carey, finally got the baggy green cap.
Yeah.
Good evening, chaps.
Good evening, everyone here.
G'day, everyone.
Hey. Listeners. Oh, we've got a bloody good crowd in tonight,
packed,
haven't we?
This is my local, and this is what you get when you come to my local.
This is not your local.
Yeah,
you don't drink here.
Yes, I do, don't I?
All right, everyone, Bernie's got a tab here. Put it up.
Yeah, my name's Triple M.
Hey, Jars, but news filtered through this morning.
Right.
Our own Alex Carey
will
be the 461st player to play Test cricket for his country.
Yeah, well done, Kezza. Are you emotional, Greg?
I'm just extremely happy. Like, I was worried at the start of the week, wasn't I?
You were.
When yesterday I had a look at the forecast and they weren't going to play that internal trial game, we thought he's got to play. So
you were worried.
I was worried because he bloody deserves it.
Yep. Yeah, but does the 100 count for anything, or is it purely weather?
The 100 counts, but the fact that Josh Inglis has not played any cricket.
Who you endorsed.
He's a very good cricketer.
Yeah, but you endorsed him.
You backed him.
No,
I backed him, Greg.
I said Alex Carey.
You said he should play.
He didn't, mate.
Shut up, Charles. You said he'll play. You said you should play.
You did say you'd prefer Josh.
Oh. No, I didn't. That is absolute bullshit.
You said he's a better keeper or something. You said something.
I didn't.
Now, we're going to catch up with Alex Carey very shortly, right? Live and we are live for the next hour or so, or next hour. Billy Brownless will join us. William will join us.
Yes, William.
Guts.
William, yes.
I need to have a bit of a chat. There's an issue that has occurred amongst our crew.
Okay.
Now, we've got some Burns fun facts, so we're going to have some fun in the next hour. Come down, say hello at the Lockleys Hotel.
What's happened
Jason,
to Stephen
the manager.
Stephen Mork's down here.
The captain of Adelaide United.
We were going to preview 6:15. We're looking forward to the Friday night clash.
I apologise.
What's happened? Up?
Well, he hasn't returned me calls.
What did you say?
You punted him.
What did you say? You said, oh, now we've got Alex Carey. Don't worry about it, mate. Catch ya.
Oh. I feel bad, Boom.
Yeah, no, you don't. No, you don't.
We've got plenty to get through. Yeah. Let's get underway. So, Alex Carey up next. Cricket Australia has confirmed that our boy, our Adelaide boy, our South Australian boy, who we love dearly and a much-loved figure around the country, let alone the world, Alex Carey will make his test debut next Wednesday. Feeder pots at the Gabba, and he joins us on the Rush Hour Live. Good afternoon, good evening, congratulations. We're bloody proud of you, young man. It must be a huge relief knowing you're going to get a baggy green cap.
Good afternoon. Yeah, thanks, Jars. It's, obviously very, very exciting, and I just can't wait to get out there and get stuck into it.
Kezza, who told you? When did they tell you? Where? And who's the first person you told?
Bern, I found out the other night, I think we came in to Brisbane on Monday evening and George Bailey tapped on the door and I didn't know if it was going to end well, but he shook my hand, gave me a hug and said I was in, and then from there I didn't hear much else that he said.
Hey Kezza, congratulations mate, so happy for you, well deserved. You must be happy too that you've got a bit of notice. You've got a few days to digest it and then get stuck into your prep.
Yeah, absolutely, Bluey. I, like I said, found out the other night and obviously announced today. So, what is it, about a week's out from that first ball bowled. I'll look forward to seeing the boys over the next few days, get stuck into training, prepare hopefully as normal as I do, but very exciting lead-up. There's a bit of rain around, so hopefully that clears off and, we can start the summer against the Poms in an Ashes and, a test debut. It's an absolute dream come true.
Oh, certainly is.
It's
still
dream.
My dream.
It's still your dream.
I'm still a chance.
Keep dreaming, mate.
I'm working away.
Why aren't you emotional for Kez? Even though you're back there, Josh,
what are you doing?
He's jealous. He's jealous.
Mate, you've got to be proud because you've been there, Gregory.
Of course I am. Oh, you're proud, eh? Hey, two South Australians will be in the side because the team's been picked. And we know you know.
Yes.
And Trav's been picked, hasn't he?
Well done, Trav.
Yes.
Oh, mate, my lips are sealed.
That means he's in. He didn't say no. Well done, Trav.
Look, I hope for the best. You know, he's one of my closest mates, you know, outside of cricket as well. So it would be pretty damn special if I do line up alongside our South Australian captain in Travie Head. He's in great form. We know how well he can perform at this level. So I would love to be able to put my arm around him, come back. Australian national anthem.
Hey, Keza, there's nothing like an Ashes series, and both teams have been, you know, troubled by the preparation up there. Tell us what's happening with the rain, the forecast. You guys were meant to be playing an internal game. I think that's been called off. So in terms of preparation, not ideal by the sounds of it.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Obviously, it's a bit wet, but I know the guys that were in the Gold Coast quarantine group had a really good block of training. You know, they've played the T20 World Cup and they've been able to get a fair bit of time on legs and bowl and bat outdoors. And obviously, the guys that have been home have been playing Sheffield Shield cricket, so that's been a good build-in. So, it's been a pretty chilled-out environment. We'll get stuck in over the next couple of days. The weather looks pretty good. The sun is shining at the moment as I look out the hotel window. I think we'll be pretty uninterrupted to the lead-in from now.
Was there any ever doubt come over you in terms of your position? Because you were just you were the next man in for so long, for probably the last 18 months, 2 years. You were the next man in after Tim Payne. And then you sort of just hit a bit of a lean patch. And that's obviously highly documented, a good 100 on the weekend. Was there ever any doubt over your mind that you wouldn't be the next man in? And I suppose you're not in until George Bailey knocks on your window, but you were the backup keeper picked for South Africa, which was called off. Did that doubt come across you?
Well, I think there's always doubt until your name is read out in any teams. And no different for me, but I'd never questioned my confidence or ability or my preparation over the last couple of months. Like you said, the runs probably weren't where I would like them to be to help South Australia win games of cricket, but I felt in a good place. I knew which end I had to hold the cricket bat, so that's a good start. But
you knew you were left-hander.
I knew I was a lefty and the handle was down one end, so I felt like I knew what I was doing, but would have loved a few more runs to help us win some games of cricket for South Australia. I guess a score on the weekend is always nice, but to get that knock on the door, there was no better feeling.
Kez, Test match cricket is obviously about skill level, but a lot of it's to do with how you handle your emotions and that. How do you think you're going to handle the nerves leading into the game? I think, you know, obviously playing international cricket, T20, 50 over cricket, you've had a taste of it, you know what it's going to be like.
I am fortunate to play alongside and stand behind the stumps to these bowlers in the white ball format. I don't know how I'll react come, you know, that first ball's bowled. I'm obviously really excited right now. And I'll let my emotions sort of evolve and unfold over the next week. And look, come game day, it's same sort of stuff that, you know, watch the ball, stay calm, stay focused, determination, all that stuff I think will just come. But, yeah, I'm really excited just to sink my teeth into, you know, the build-up to an Ashes series. Obviously, it's my first game, but it's a huge series for Australian cricket. Crowd's back at the Gabba. I'm pumped.
Kez, just before we let you go, have you thought about reaching out maybe to Greg Blewett? Because, well, we didn't reach out to him. He reached out to us here at the Lockleys tonight about debuting in an Ashes series. He said, it's not that bloody hard.
Well,
what did you make?
I mean, I didn't have to keep, but the runs flowed. So
your first test, what'd you make?
Well, 100 and something. It was a while ago.
You idiot. Yeah. He's telling everyone around here. But please don't ring him.
Keza, we are very proud, and South Australian cricket lovers will be watching and they're very proud of you and Trav. So all the best, and enjoy every moment of it, mate.
Thanks, Jars. No, I love the support from you three. And, yeah, hopefully it's a really successful summer for Australian cricket. And like I said, I'm really excited. I'm really grateful for the opportunity and love the support from you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, superstar. Alex Carey, get around him.
Yes, Kezza.
Good luck, mate.
Play your
Thanks,
way,
guys.
Mate.
Take
See
care,
you,
mate. Now, this morning, some information came my way when I was bathing down at the beach in my Daniel Craig bathers this morning. Beautiful conditions
that
down there.
A shocking sight.
It wasn't a shocking sight. They're starting to be chiseled. This body will be chiseled by January next year.
Did you get in the water?
I got in the water.
You would have got sandblasted on the way out. You would have looked like one of those tombs over in Egypt.
My phone didn't stop ringing when Chris Dittmar, our very own Ditz, who we love.
Yeah,
on the Brekkie show.
No, don't whack him.
No, because Loz is there, the old Loz, who likes a Froffle 5.
Was
Roo
there?
Up. Well, no, Roo's on Roo? Holiday.
Oh, he's on holiday.
Not again. We're just
no
about to have 6 weeks of holidays.
Yeah, mate, the man's on $1 million a year. Yeah. We get the scraps.
Yeah.
And our great friend Gliso's been doing a terrific job.
He's
now,
very
what
good.
Pricked the ears was I heard this audio this morning, Chris Dittmar dropping some information, some mail, on one of our team members here in the rush hour.
Yes.
Ooh, this is what he said. Oh, have a listen, family.
King Island brings out the worst in people.
Does it?
Yeah.
Why?
Triple M personalities in particular.
Uh-oh.
What'd you do, Ditz?
Which, wasn't me, which, here's a rumour for you, which on-air personality got into trouble for playing golf nude on King Island? Current on-air Triple M.
Was it Mark Ricchetto?
Wasn't my, all right, no one from the breakfast show, so that narrows it down. What other shows do we have on?
Jeez, it could be the Rush Hour.
Oh,
could be.
Right, the Rush Hour. Now, who's on the Rush Hour? We got Jars, Bluey and Bernie.
Right, which one out of those three do you reckon?
Well, we've narrowed it down to three. Now, two of them play golf, one doesn't. We've narrowed it down to two.
Two,
now.
So Bluey and Bernie.
Right, okay, anyway, that's what's making
it.
Sorry, mate, you just got hit by a pitch.
Mr. Vince, that's not a five iron.
I didn't name anybody.
It's barely a two iron.
Now, I'll just whack you about your pecker.
Yeah.
Now, did
she
you do it or not?
It.
Did you play nude at King
Hang
Island?
On.
And Greg,
she
were you wearing
down
the man
she
Greg?
Yeah, she nailed it.
Well, me, you,
Greg.
You got, you're, no, you, you're still trying to work out if you got the boys work.
What's that got to do with it?
Because you had a cesarean a few weeks ago.
He had a vasectomy.
He had a foreskin.
Sorry. Yes. Now, you, young man.
What?
Was it you or not?
What did he say I did?
You were nude.
Nude, playing golf on King Island.
Well, technically he said I got in trouble for playing nude golf on King Island. No, I didn't.
Right.
I just played golf nude.
Okay. What are you doing playing golf nude for?
This is
like
freezing
3 years
down there.
Ago.
It's freezing.
Yeah, I need it to be a bit colder so I don't scare the locals.
What are you doing? You're a father of two. You got a beautiful wife.
Yeah, at the time I wasn't.
Starting to grow up a bit. What?
At the time I was only a father of one.
And what about Loz's whack on you too?
What was
she said? She said you had little, yeah, you had little
not a two iron. Two irons, big. Yeah. No. I'll tell you, Loz, right now, it's a one wood.
All right, G, who's up next?
The long
and where did he find that out to?
Oh,
where did he find that out, Jazz?
No,
you're the one dropping
it. Our Ditz has got a lot of good intel out there. He knows a lot of people out.
But just before we wind this up, I want to know how you got to the position of playing nude.
On the 18th, right, you're coming up to the clubhouse.
Which
is a good
golf
story.
Course?
This is the King Island. It's the King Island golf course. So it's not...
Not the other
not,
two.
No,
right,
it's
okay.
Not Ocean Dunes.
Cape Wickham.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the King Island Golf and Bowling Club. They have a competition there every... It's the first weekend of November.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a two-day competition. We should go down and do it one day.
Well,
me
we could
and
do
you.
The show
Just me and you.
All right.
As Ditz said, you're not a golfer, so
just,
rule you out.
Just quickly, before we get into Billy Brown's, hang on,
Gene. I'm finished.
About
no, you're not listening. So on the 18th,
oh, sorry.
Everyone, the whole crowd's on the deck. It's yes, a par, it's yeah. a par three right. going up the hill.
Yeah.
So I thought, bugger it.
Yeah.
I'll get. I was. I'd had de-robed. A lot. I'd had a few.
You derobed.
Derobed.
Yeah.
Played my shot. No, everyone's laughing.
Yeah,
everything.
Of course
and you
they
know
are.
What I won?
What'd you win?
Nearest
Birdman?
To the pin. I actually did. I missed the putt.
Did you?
I missed the 1 foot putt right. in front of everyone. But geez, it was good.
Well done. Yeah. But at least you you've confirmed it.
Bending down to get his ball out of the hole.
Don't worry. I spent a long time bending down to get it too.
Looked like a bulldog. Let's talk to one of our favourites, a much-loved figure around the country. I watched him today in the 94 game against the Western Bulldogs where he kicked the winning goal. Everyone, Billy Brownless joins us!
Yes!
They love you, fat guts.
Oh, mate, I watched that game too. I'm just watching it now. Never in doubt, you are king of Geelong.
Billy, you're king of Geelong.
Billy, great to have a chat, mate. Now, obviously, it's been a long year. We finish up today. You finish up for I don't know when, but
tomorrow.
How would you describe your performance this year on the Triple M Rush Hour in Melbourne and Globe?
Well, I just bowl into the wind the whole time. I bowl 35 overs a day, bowl into the wind. I'm the workhorse. I do it all. It's the Billy's joke. It's Billy's bake. It's Billy's everything. I don't hear anything. There's no gym. There's no gyms there, Nelly. He just sits there, the entitled one that he is, and he does stuff all, to be honest. So I think I've had a good year. I'm just sitting back at... Actually, it's funny that, quite ironic, because I'm in a pub. I'm just playing Keno. Hang on.
Ready, set, Keno.
You know you can win $1 million with $1, Bill.
No, I know. We've got 19. I'm having 16.
Yeah, put 23 in there.
23. Yes.
What is Jim up to? Because he's he's always on some sort of fitness regime, boxing, yoga, Pilates, sun tanning. He's a bit like Greg Blewett.
Jim's doing whatever Lisa, his missus, tells him he's doing. I've never seen a bloke fall in love so hard. Wow.
Well, I'm in love with Lisa as well.
You and Catherine.
Hey, Bill, of course, the summer is just about to start, and I know you love your cricket.
Yeah.
I know you'll be listening to Triple M because we're rocking cricket, but if you were to turn your TV on to watch it, are you a Fox boy? You're going to watch Gilly and Warney or Channel 7, Bray and Ponting? Which one?
Well, Fox, all day, every day. Like, I've had enough of Brayshaw for the year, let me tell you. Just going, what about that? That's the maximum. Tim.
I know you clipped me grand final week for being a bit of a nuffy with the Melbourne Footy Club.
Yeah, you did,
no, I wasn't. At least I played there.
And the Woodpeckers or whoever won their sample. You're out there handing out the bloody cup.
Yeah.
And then you're with Melbourne feeding. Yeah. I've never seen a more just embarrassing ambassador.
Shambles. Hey, you forgot another team. My local team, CMS Crows, got up too, and I was over there just performing very well. But what about Jim? What about Jim? At least I played for the footy club. He was walking around the grand final celebrations he was wearing someone's Guernsey.
Yeah.
And he's maybe got a nephew or something there, but that's not a big deal.
No, he walked around like a peacock, feeding and mate, no one knew who he was. And then what about old mate over there who's still in jail? He'd come up to say g'day to Jim, and Jim just ignored him.
Those two Melbourne supporters, are they still in jail, William?
They're in the big house. Mate, which is a shame because I go to that bar and he normally gives me free drinks, but I don't see him. Hey, Busted Billy just won. No, what is it called? Busted Billy just won at Warrnambool. Thank you very much. Look at it.
Hello.
Now, William, you got to get yourself fit for next year because we're back live.
Why?
Rush Hour's back live all around the country, 4 till 6. You'll need to do some real work. You need to shred down Billy for photo shoots.
They come from you.
Are you watching that race there at Angle Park? What's your red dog?
I'm watching. It's winning. It's winning.
It's starting to bite
the other dog.
What's going on? What's he doing at Angle Park?
That is like Jars trying to do the rush hour. He just loses concentration all the time on the focus.
I'm the captain of this team. Yes, William.
I see you, Captain. I'm very good hosting there. I watched the game during the week for Victoria and South Australia. And
yes,
with
William.
Lockett and Ablett. What about that? Didn't you get built there, mate? Wow.
He thought you were going to talk him up.
I thought you were going to say, I thought there was five times.
No, Paul Counts had 38 in three quarters. He's lying on you.
He was all one way, AJ. Don't worry about that.
Didn't like tackling.
Five-time Foss Williams medalist. But what about your opponent? He was also best on Victoria.
When you're an architect, that's who you're going to focus
on. Architect now.
You knucklehead.
And he had that strange haircut. Like, you had no hair, but you had some sort of...
Yes. Sweep. Sort of a sweep over.
Willie, just get rid of it.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I've got a new side in the sample. Go the Panthers. We're on
Have
the
we? Are we going to the Panthers?
What? Yeah. The lad?
Hang on.
Oscar?
Are we going to the Panthers or not?
Why?
Well, I can't say much, we're going to be supporting the Panthers.
Billy, you better tell me what's going on.
Hey, Billy, come on. Are you dropping something?
We've been negotiating, haven't we, William?
We have. Actually, Jars has been very good, like a mentor. Very, very good,
Jars. Did you say mental?
Yeah. Mate, great to catch up. Look forward to next year, and it's going to be a cracking year for Rush Hour.
Look, Zapto, race one.
Where is he?
There we go. What are you on? I'm the favourite.
All right. Take care, mate. Have a great Christmas, and we'll see you next
Good
year.
Good on you, boys. Good on you, Bernie. Good on you, Billy.
We love
you.
William Brownless.
Clipped all of us there. No one missed out.
But I'm telling you, there could be an announcement coming out of South Adelaide regarding Billy Brownless' son.
Oscar.
Right. That's all I'll say.
Good player. We saw him play.
All I'll say.
Billy just about said it.
He's announced
we've been working on it for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. You have you? Yeah.
What have you done?
It's Billy Radley.
What have he's done? Moving in with Jars.
He likes the beachfront, does he?
Bill did ask me that. If there's a room.
The rent's too high. Destination golf is like going bonkers around the world, right? So you make a great golf course
King
and people
Island?
Come, right?
King Island,
Barmboogle on the northeastern side of Tasmania. Well, very exciting news. It's happening right here in South Australia on Kangaroo Island, right? So this has been an idea that's been happening for a year or so. It's called the Cliffs Kangaroo Island, and it's got the go-ahead. The Peligra Group has invested $50 million. So there's been a capital raise at the start of the year, but they've come in recently and added another $50 million. So this golf course on Kangaroo Island is going to be an absolute knockout. So the guy that built the course on King Island, which is rated number one public course.
The one where I was nude?
Yes, the one that you were nude, has said that this golf course on Kangaroo Island will be better.
Better.
Will be much better. Greg. So exciting news for the state and Kangaroo Island.
Do they
need
a couple of free memberships?
We've got some contacts.
It's
only for golfers.
It'll be a public... Just don't... Wear that bloody green shirt.
That needs to go.
Greg, that is exciting. So well done.
Basically, that'll start straight away. Wow. So 12 to 15 months time, everything going well. So Easter 2023, the course will be open. So great news.
Rush Hour will be there. We'll be there. We'll take the show there, Greg.
Yes.
Let him
bloody
know.
Oath.
We will.
Right. All right, G, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Bernie's last one.
It is the last one. It's December 2.
Yeah.
It's have a beer with a mate day today, boys.
Oh, perfect. Did you just make that up, or really?
Beer with a mate day today.
No, I didn't. Yeah. That's a scientific fact.
Beautiful. The Triple MB.
I have a scientific fact.
No, I didn't.
He made that up.
I made that one up. I couldn't find what that was today. Oh. Anyway. No, I don't make up all that facts.
I know.
On this day, a few things. Earlier in the week, I said it was... Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar's birthday.
Yes.
Well, today, another in 1993, the man himself, Pablo Escobar, was shot and killed in Medellin. So he was killed just after his birthday in Medellin. Do you know where that is?
Overseas.
Mexico.
That's in Colombia.
Oh, Colombia.
That's in Colombia. Well, like overseas, I said, Colombian drug lord. Mm. What are you looking at me like that for?
Well, it's just a stupid fact.
It's on this day.
You could do
it's
something
not a fact.
Better than that. What else
it's on this day, 1982. the first official heart transplant surgery occurred.
Wow.
Jazz.
Yes, I remember.
It took, you remember that,
yes,
yeah?
It was a big...
What year?
Massive.
What year was it?
82.
Mm. You remember it?
Mm. 1982?
Yeah.
Young well, lass. I just it was said a young, it. Young lass.
No, it was Barney Clark. Yeah, apologies. So it was a young... You had a 50-50 shot at that.
Strange name for a female, but that's all right.
Look, I'd call my daughter Barney. Yeah, well, it's different. It's different for
what
a woman, but anyway.
We've got to get going.
Took 7 hours, and they lived for 112 days, the first one. And but they died from unrelated causes. It wasn't part of that.
Okay.
A couple of birthdays today. 1946, and Jazz, you would know this person. Gianni Versace. You know Versace?
Yeah, clothing.
The big designer.
Yeah.
The Italian designer.
Yeah.
You would have a lot of...
A lot of his outfits.
You love your bling.
A lot of his outfits.
Yeah, exactly. That looks like one now.
I am rolling with Versace.
Burn Italian or Italian?
Italian, I say. So I'll tell you.
Well, what is it, 19... G?
Italian. Italy.
Italian.
It's
not
Italian.
It's Italian.
It's not that Italian.
Either, Jazz.
Anyway. Oh, no, do it. Don't do it. Hey, 1978, Nelly Furtado. You'd remember Nelly. Her, Jazz.
He was
Nelly
a singer.
She
was a singer. Hey,
Nelly. Actually, there was a Nelly. There was a Nelly that was a bloke, was a singer. Oh, forget what
it's her birthday today.
Yes, her birthday today. Also, another birthday to a big star, 1981, Britney Spears.
Oh, Britney Spears.
Your facts are really on brand today, Burn.
Have a look at Judge, put his head on the table. Hey, now for a couple of facts that will, these will get you, Judge. You know the Mona Lisa picture? You know, the painting, sorry?
It's one of the great
Most famous paintings ever.
That's the
word. Who painted it?
Leo DiCaprio. Michelangelo Rucci.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I don't know. I was just saying one of those.
Who painted it?
I think Leonardo da Vinci.
So where are we going with this?
What do you notice about it when you look at it?
It's just a beautiful painting.
No, there's something about her
portrait.
Face.
She has no eyebrows.
She looks
her
bored.
Eyebrows.
No eyebrows.
Wow.
She's no eyebrows. You look at that next time. You can't look at it.
What's
the same
it worth
again.
Now today?
Oh, billions.
The original.
I think it got stolen.
It's in my garage.
Yeah, it would be in your garage. Hey, another one. Wearing headphones for just an hour will increase the bacteria in your ear by 700
more.
Well,
we better get these ears off.
We're right on the hour now.
And then, now I want you to do a little trick.
Hurry up.
It's not our last show. This is a little trick. Put your ring finger and your index finger down. Now, have you got a big gap in between the length of the two? No, a different one.
Hang on.
The ring and index finger, everyone put it down on the table. Because the smaller the gap in length, the bigger your penis size.
Oh, my God.
You are a knucklehead.
I've got a huge gap.
You've got a huge gap. And that makes a lot of sense,
you
Greg.
You are a knucklehead.
That is scientifically proven.
Yeah.
That is why mine are exactly...
And I've got to wear at least three pairs of jocks.
Yeah, but he doesn't even know. He's putting his different finger down. He doesn't know what one his ring finger is.
He's put his foot up.
He's put his ass on the table. Bluey, get off your phone. We're back on air. We need to concentrate, mate.
I just spoke about the Cliffs Kangaroo Island. So the golf course that's going to be built is going to be absolutely magnificent. Yes. So the CEO of the Cliffs Kangaroo Island, Sammy Spud Atkins,
has just
got off the ferry back in Adelaide, so he's listening.
Good boy.
And he said, once it's built, Bernie can play nude if he wants.
Oh, very good.
Yes, all natural.
There you go. All right. Well, it is our last show, Jars.
Yes,
so let's look back and listen at, well, is it the highlights or the lowlights of the year? Here we go.
It's time to sit back and press play. This is the Rush Hour's highlight tapes. Now, normally here we celebrate the best bits from this week, but being our last show for the year, I thought instead I'd show you just why Triple M management has chosen us to be your new drive show when we're back in 2022. Now, the first reason, our interviewing skills. The sharpness that we deliver is often envied by many in the world of broadcasting.
So it was kind of the best combo.
And Chels, what about the race? Can you see the future in terms of participating in some sort of pre-season program like this?
What the hell was that question?
And it's not just the sharpness that many envy. When it comes to interviews, they're also left in awe with our fearlessness towards asking the hard question.
So, everything else all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to just have a pretty normal chat, life's good, you know?
See, I told you, completely fearless.
So everything's all tracking well and it's not
No, it's going good. It's going good.
And when it comes to getting guests on the show, we take it seriously and we always show them the utmost respect that they deserve. Like that time we had Port Adelaide legend Tom Rockliffe on the show.
Nice one, Rock.
See you, Rock.
See you, mate.
See ya.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, love
it. Oh, yeah. I pumped him up too.
You did too, so did
all that back.
I agree with you. 4 years for five games.
And it's not just guests that we respect. We respect our clients. And when it comes to promoting your business on this show, our delivery is world class.
It's a great opportunity to be part of a really talented team. To apply now, contact Space Landscape.
See? Flawless. That's another reason why we're going to be your new drive show for next year. The ability that we have to integrate your product into this show is always seamless.
So hit refresh with a Cooper's Dry for simple, refreshing beer. Drink responsibly, family. Drink responsibly.
That one again, you said.
So hit refresh with a Cooper's Dry for simple, refreshing beer. Drink
responsibly. Even as the producer of this show, sometimes I'm asked to jump on air. And even then, the dedication from the boys around your business remains unbelievably professional.
It's all thanks to PureTap, our mates at PureTap. You remember Tommy?
Oh, this is...
Chimed. Very good friends of ours too.
Oh, they are, yes.
So to celebrate, PureTap's having a massive moving in sale. Mm. It's all got to go, Charles.
It does. Purified. And you'll be going with it.
Hang on. They're all at a really good price.
Yes, sir.
Why, I hear you ask, Jarvan?
Why do
I? The team at PureTap would rather sell it than store it.
Okay.
Hang on. Don't miss the crazy prices. 1-3-5-0-2. You started this because you weren't chiming in.
Oh, that's one of the funniest things I've ever seen again.
We've also been chosen as your new drive show for next year for the huge quizzes that we play on this show. They're so big that the phone lines blow up every time we play, and we really only can get the most elite contestants on the air.
What are the four Grand Slam events in tennis?
Oh, that's good.
That's a shit question.
Where's Brenton? Are you there? Hello.
It's Earth to Doris.
Are we talking?
Brenton's thinking.
You can say your name first and then think.
I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Brenton, are you there?
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
And when the contestants are that elite, it only pushes us to be even better when we play.
Yesterday in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
Very elegant. One. Mm. Who was second and
Andrew,
third?
Insensitive. Incensed Eye, Peter Moody's horse. And Glamour of Hope. Insensitive. And Glamour of Hope. Come on, Chunk.
The same goes for our sports coverage. Now, as professional athletes, we have the info and the know-how, and we always deliver.
Let's head to Greg Blewett for Bob James Seabass.
Got nothing for you, mate.
Get on your Bluey.
Don't mind that.
Oh, you got nothing.
That's the best call of the day.
Don't make anything up.
And we always remain professional.
Let's head down to top mate for Bob James Seabass.
Don't get him on.
Boys, I've got Bernie here.
Here he goes. We're mighty floating.
Not to mention that we never make mistakes.
Melbourne Football Club has locked in Michael Hibbard on a one-year deal, which is fantastic for this young man, that's how I'm going to call him, and Crows AFLW star Denny.
Luckily, if things do go a little pear-shaped, well, the anchor of this show, ex-school teacher Emma G, will straighten the boys up.
Just, you always say doing this show is a privilege.
Yeah.
You're not acting like that.
Oh, and she'll correct us if we need it.
No, I'm babysitting at the moment, so I've got the two kids, and well, that hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, that.
You're not babysitting. It's called being a dad.
Actually, I'm with G. You don't babysit your children.
Oh, what do you call it? Looking after
them. They're your kids. And finally, one of the biggest reasons we're going to be your new drive show for next year is that we are producing content that no one else is doing. We teach you things here. Like if a bunch of bananas is called a hand, what's a single banana called?
Digit.
A digit. A digit banana. You know...
The digit.
Why? How did we end up with you? Why did management pick you to join this show?
How did we end up with you is the question.
Before you even joined.
Not to mention the quality of our celebrity impressions.
We can still our best Arnie lines.
I'll be back.
Oh, get to the chopper. Get down.
It's not a tumor.
What is, yeah, there's G. Sorry, what about yours, Jazz? Come on.
Do you know who I am?
I never says that.
What movie? What movie?
Hey,
what
Point movie? Black. And we're never, and I mean never, never not bringing something to this global show.
Excellent. Good stuff.
What about you?
I got nothing.
He didn't prepare anything.
Oh,
didn't you see the opener?
Changed.
He forgot to speak in the opener.
Bring something. And that, Adelaide, is why Triple M Management have chosen us to be your new drive show for 2022. So until next year, just remember, no one else is doing it.
Oh.
Yes.
I think we're in trouble.
Brilliant.
Oh, shit.
We're in a lot of trouble.
Can you say Michael Hibbard's name again?
Hibby.
Yeah. No. Hibbard.
No.
The guys are back next year, live from 4 till 6 to drive you home every weekday.
Gee, you shouldn't have spoken for so long because Jars has just ran back.
Look at
back.
Him, he's puffing his leg
over. You are puffing.
I'm not puffing.
And he wasn't
toilet
here.
Paper hanging out
he
of your pants.
Here, have not. And you kept going on.
Because I've got his back, you know.
Gave him time to get back and we were going to pot him and now
can
we're
I,
do?
Can I say thank you to you two young men that have made this show a wonderful, funny show and entertaining, and to G who's just joined us.
Thanks, Jars.
To Hato. We've had a great team. We've got a great network. We've got a great sales team. We've got a great bosses. We've been blessed.
Mm. Yes, we have.
This is not a job. And this is what the great KG's always told me, Cunningham. It's a privilege what we do. And it is.
It is.
We are blessed about next year. We can't wait to provide entertainment. You know, straighten up every now and then.
Every now and then.
But we'll be looking forward to a good year next year. So, and thank you to all our family out there. The Triple M family, oh, by God. They're loyal, but they're brutal.
Yeah, they are brutal. Yep. And that's like us. You don't want to slip up because we'll find you.
Yeah.
And we will...
Oh, so now you're Liam Neeson.
I've got a special set of skills.
I have a particular set of skills.
I am special, I think.
Greg?
We are beyond excited for next year, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Live from 4 to 6
yes,
each day. So
okay.
it's what we've wanted.
Absolutely.
And we've got lots of local content. Yeah. And we're going to...
Big show next year.
Yeah, absolutely. So we cannot wait.
Don't train in the off-season. It's overrated.
No, I'm going to be ripped. When I come back, you won't know me. You won't know what I look like.
I don't want you to do any English lessons or speaking, you know, vocabulary lessons
or anything
like that.
I'm going to learn 6 languages over summer.
Just learn English, Jars.
Just be you, Jars.
That's thanks, all we everybody. Love.
That's all we
have.
We're
going to
finish on time next
God
year.
Bless you all. And go there, old Aussies.
It's only 8:15, but anyway, we're ready to go to 7.
Thanks, G.
Come on, the Aussies.
Thanks, guys.
See you guys.
Bernie, Bluey and Jars back next year on Triple M.